Longhorn Confidential coming to you on Saturday, January 2nd, 2021. And we thought 2020 was something else. How about the new year? Kirk Bowles, Brian Davis, Daniel Davis, and me, Cedric Golden, coming to you. Texas has a new football coach, Steve Sarkisian. Called me shocked at the news. I'll start with you, Kirk. We were settling into a little bit of hoops on Saturday with the Fighting Shakas, and then this happened. What's your reaction?
Well, he sure stole the thunder from Shaka Smart.
No.
Best day of the Longhorn, beating Kansas, mauling Kansas at Fog Allen. That's a shame. But on other levels, it's also very strange and bizarre. Chris Del Conte did say Tom Herman. He told us Tom Herman would be the coach in 2021, but I didn't know it was 10 hours or 12 hours before he pulled the rug out from under Tom Herman. But it wasn't long in 2021. So Chris Del Conte really gets an F for transparency, in my opinion. As far as the coaching hire, it seems to me like it's more of a lateral move. It doesn't really move the needle. And I think Steve Sarkisian is a terrific coach. He's a great play caller, an offensive coordinator for the Alabama Crimson Tide. But, you know, he wasn't that successful as a head coach. So I would ask y'all, is he any more proven as a head coach than Tom Herman was after 2 years at Houston?
Brian.
My biggest issue with today isn't so much Steve Sarkisian, quite frankly, although I do agree with Kirk. I think this is a lateral hire. But here's the thing. It's the way that Texas got to this decision is what I'm bothered by. All of this was very un-Texas. Flirting with Urban Meyer, the lukewarm statement from Del Conte, telling Tom, he's the coach. Now he's not the coach, you know, after they would have gone 8-3 had they played a full schedule. I think it's shady, quite frankly. I think it's shady the way this whole thing has been handled. And it's all let's be honest, let's be real. The only reason Tom Herman is now no longer the coach of Texas is because some high-level boosters and probably some regents, they don't like him as a person. That's it. It has nothing to do with the winning. It has nothing to do with, you know, what goes on the field. It's they don't like his – they didn't like his antics. They didn't like the, you know, the Texas Bowl shtick and the fighting Mike Gundy thing and then headbutting Malcolm Roach and the double bird to the LHN cameras. I mean, that's a pretty lengthy list when you really look at it. But still, conduct unbecoming the Texas coach, that's why he's no longer the head coach of Texas anymore, is these high-ranking people, they just didn't like Tom Herman as a person.
What do you think happened there, Danny? Does it go beyond that, or is there anything else that comes into your mind when you think about Tom Herman's ouster?
I mean, he also had that antic where he had the audacity to stand behind his black players this summer, and we know how that that went over with some fans, and it'd be foolish of anyone. I mean, you can say what you want in the Facebook comments. It'd be foolish of you to say that that did not play a role in this decision with the eyes of Texas and just the fallout from that this summer and this fall in the Oklahoma game. But yeah, I mean, who's excited about this hire? I mean, if you're a true Texas fan, you may have been excited about Tom getting pushed out. You've been wanting that move. And to be honest, that may be good for all parties involved with how everything kind of fell apart with the Urban Meyer thing. But when the Sarkisian news started popping up right around the same time, I mean, who looked at that and was overly excited? I mean, he has a track record as a head coach at a Power 5 school, which is something that Tom didn't have, which is something that Charlie didn't have. So, I mean, that's a positive step forward, I guess. But, you know, his record, not great. But, you know, he also took over a winless Washington team, too. So that may have something to do with his overall record. But it's just not – if you were a couple weeks ago thinking that Urban Meyer was going to be your big get and then you were going to settle for Brian Kelly or, you know, some other really big-name coach and you end up with Steve Sarkisian, I mean, how excited are you as a Texas fan? I can't imagine that you're going to bed – that you're doing cartwheels into your bed tonight.
But, you know, the thing that popped into my head while I was watching that thing, and I don't like the way they handled it, the introductory press conference. They had us – type in our questions in the chat room And that wasn't for expediency. That was to keep Sarkisian and Chris Del Conte and Kevin L. Tife from answering some really tough questions. Jay Hartzell as well. We want to know why you hired this guy. We know his credentials on a football field, but we also know that he's a recovering alcoholic, and we know that he had problems at Southern Cal. We also know that Tom Herman somewhere fell out of favor with CDC. CDC didn't tweet much after the Oklahoma State upset. We didn't hear a lot from him after they put up a 69-burger against K-State and then another 55 in the bowl game. So we knew that that was lukewarm at best. The thing that really pops into my head, Duck, I think that if Charlie Strong had these numbers, he might still be the coach. If Charlie Strong, who was likable and respected and loved by his players,
right,
with 4-0 in bowl games, beat Oklahoma. He did beat Oklahoma once. If Charlie was anywhere near that, Charlie might still be the coach. I don't know. What do you think?
Well, I think Danny hit on it too with the summer and the whole Isaac Texas controversy. It turned off a lot of older, mostly alumni and Longhorn fans, and you know that probably cost him a lot of support, maybe money, maybe season ticket holders, maybe a suite. Owners. So I agree with Danny. I don't think you can remove that from the equation. And then Tom's just not warm and cuddly. I mean, Brian listed all of his, well, not all of them, but he listed a bunch of the things off the rack.
You're the bag.
Yeah. And then when you add in a 1-4 record against OU, TCU owns them. They lose at Iowa State, last 2 years in a row. They lose to Maryland twice. It's just, it wasn't going well.
The decommitments.
Yeah, decommitments. And there were a lot of reasons for that. But, you know, it's just, it's not an exciting hire on the face. It's like, it doesn't move the needle. And there doesn't seem like a serious upgrade. And so, to me, what this also does, I don't know about you three, but it puts the microscope on Chris Del Conte, too, as AD. And while, you know, I've said it's not his first rodeo, it's kind of his first national rodeo on the big time stage, and I don't think he handled it very well.
Let me say this here, because I'm gonna have to jump. I want to say very clear that I got nothing against Steve Sarkisian. I hope he does well for all our sakes.
Sure.
He's going to be inheriting an incredible, potentially dynamic quarterback in Casey Thompson. He's going to be holding, you know, a fantastic thing in Bijan Robinson. I still like Marvion Overshown, Josh Thompson, all the players that are coming back on defense. But again, said to your point, the big guys, they got some explaining to do. There's no question about it. I mean, the way that Tom was basically dumped today, we want to talk about conduct unbecoming. That was conduct unbecoming of Texas, I really thought today, the way that he was unceremoniously dumped as the head coach at UT.
They let him dangle in the wind for a month. Who does that? That's just very unbecoming conduct.
Not right? Texas. And if you're going to fire Tom, I don't have a problem with them firing Tom.
Right.
I don't. I didn't know that Tom was going to be the guy to get him there. But it's kind of how they fired him.
It's the way they got there.
And I'm sure Tom is wondering, how did we get here? I know my faults as the head coach, but how did we get here? Danny, as we say goodbye to Brian, Danny, Sarkisian, to me, is a great play caller. His record speaks for itself. What's your concern level for Sarkisian, the man, taking over a pressure cooker program, given his well-documented history?
I think it's I don't think it's safe, and it's not something I want to get into, is judging someone else's demons, because we all have issues, and Steve has been somewhat forthcoming when he's been asked to talk about, you know what happened at USC, and he's definitely going to have to deal with that here. But I don't want to say, I don't want to assume that if he loses to Oklahoma, things are going to spiral out of control. I think alcoholism is a serious disease, and I don't want to make light of that. Just you know, us three talking about football. So that's something he's personally going to have to deal with, and I'm sure it's something that his bosses and us in the media are going to be paying attention to, and that's unfortunately going to just be part of the story going forward. I think all of us here hope that nothing happens and that he's living a healthy and you know great life going forward, and we can just talk about football and nothing but X's and O's when it comes to him. So I don't really want to project on that. I think probably the biggest thing with him is who is he going to be hiring to be his assistants? What kind of staff is he going to put together? And then also, what happens with this roster? Because there's going to be some players on this team that are going to look around, kind of feel that Chris Del Conte and the president did them dirty again in this past year. They can't be happy with some of the things that happened this summer. And then to feel that their coach just kind of got taken away from them after being assured that he would be the coach in 2021. I'm sure there's some players who may be looking to go elsewhere.
That.
Some signees who were just told, hey, he's the coach, and they signed 2 days later, and then all of a sudden deuces. And that's part of the business, but I mean, that's
dirty though.
Kind of dirty. So, you know, they're going to have to keep that roster intact. They're going to have to hire some good assistant coaches, and we're just going to see how these next couple of months, because these next couple of months are going to shape how these next few years go with as far as him building the staff and him being able to retain some of the talent on this roster.
Duck.
You're right, Danny. It was just dishonest. It's misleading. You can't tell recruits 3 days before signing day, he's our coach. He's our coach. And let them sign in good faith and then, you know, fire the guy 3 weeks later. You just don't treat people that way. You got to treat people with more class and dignity to that. And, you know, my thing is, okay, Texas, you want to do the right thing and be Texas where you change the world? Well, change it for the better and tell every one of those recruits, you can leave if you want. We'll sign the waiver.
Yes.
Sign your waiver. You can go anywhere you want.
Some of those recruits aren't going to leave. They want to be in Texas, and that's fair. But there's also, I'm sure, some coaches who – or some of those recruits who signed for maybe not Tom Herman, but some of those assistants that are probably out the door too.
But they talk all the time about making relationships and, oh, we're in a dead period because of the pandemic, and the dead period extends through April now. And, you know, woe is us, we can't develop relationships. Well, you know, you can't really develop a relationship if you lie to people either. And I think that's what Texas did when they let it be known that Tom Herman would be back for the 2021 season. It wasn't dubious or vague. And Danny, you and I and Brian were at the Alamo Bowl, and, you know, we noticed Del Conte after the game. He's down on the field, very much removed and detached from this celebration, you know.
He clearly knew.
And I would love to ask Sarkisian and Chris, like, when did you first make contact with him? Who else did you make contact with? Because I know he's talked to other coaches too. So the whole thing is just – it's like shady. It's just, you know, not very transparent and not a good look for the University of Texas.
Personally, I like Chris. I enjoyed my conversations with him, but this was not a feather in his cap today. And it may prove to be a great hire. Sarkisian may get Texas into the CFP. Who knows? Sam Ellinger may come back. We don't know what's going to happen, but we do know that it was just not handled in a way befitting a place that says it changes the world. I would be incensed if I was a parent of a kid whose assistant coach, whose recruiter came in and assured me, I'm going to take care of your son. Mm-hmm. Man, I'm going to take care of him. He's going to go to class. I'm going to be on his butt. And he's going to play football, and he's going to stay out of trouble. And you look up, and now that coach you just talked to 3 weeks ago is out of a job, and he's not going to be coaching at Texas. And now you send your baby to a place where you have no idea who's going to be his mentor, who's going to be leading that program. It really is not a good look. We're going to have more on this. Check our stuff out on hook'em.com. More developments. The next formal presser, his formal introductory press conference will be January 13th, but we're going to be writing a lot more before then and on that night too. So for Brian Davis,
before we get off, let me ask you one thing. Where do you guys think Tom goes from here? I mean, he's getting a nice little going away present, but where does Tom go from here?
Well, Alabama needs an offensive coordinator. Their guy left is what I understand today. So he does have an opening there. I think he'll probably do like a lot of these head coaches. They sit out for a year. He's got a $15.4 million coming. And so, a lot of coaches just jump right back in. If I were Tom Herman, I'd just wait and see what's out there and see what comes open. So I'll be surprised if he's a head coach somewhere next year, especially at this late juncture. We're already in January.
Man, he can take a breath. The chips are coming in, Danny. He'll go be an analyst for a Power 5 team. He'll go work. He may go work for Nick Saban for all we know. Why wouldn't he? Nick just lost his offensive coordinator. So he may go work for Nick Saban. Tom will be okay. I'm more concerned about the kids who were affected by this and their families. And while we all wish Steve Sarkisian luck, because not a lot of coaches will get a second chance after how it went down at Southern Cal, I wish him luck. I wish him well. I wish Longhorn Nation well. But I think that this will be a rocky ride transitioning into the 2021 season. So check our stuff out on hook'em.com for Brian Davis in his absence, Daniel Davis and the Duck, Kirk Bowles. Thanks for joining us on Longhorn Confidential. We'll see you next time.